英语 PK 台，一起学起来。朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家来到今天的英语美文。让我们邀请出在线连线的嘉宾 Judy 老师。 Hello Judy。
Hello everyone。
Hello Judy 老师。好，同学们，我们又听到了朱毅老师熟悉的声音了。现在呢是每月一节美文课，在这里我们问候一下朱毅老师。 How are you? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm doing really good, Jingjing. How are you doing?
We're doing all good, all fine. 谢谢朱毅老师的问候。我们在视频直播啊，一直播里搜索英语 PK 台，可以来观看晶晶和朱毅老师我们的在线视频直播了。同学们已经在花絮里和朱毅老师打过招呼了。好了，朱毅老师，今天呢时隔这么久又带来了一篇什么样的美文呢？叫做 David's Haircut, 大卫理发。
Yeah, I really, really like this story because it really reminds me of Father's Day to begin with, which is like has been recently, of course. And also, it's very nostalgic story, I feel. It shows a beautiful connection between a father and his child. And that's something to celebrate, isn't it? And it's something to, you know, think back about and like have some good feelings about together, don't you think?
还真是啊，六月是不是有父亲节啊？有父亲节，这篇文章呢讲的其实是父子之间的亲密关系，父亲和孩子之间的亲密关系，这是一条线啊。那不过另一条线呢，是讲一个男孩啊，特别渴望成长，想要就是那种 eager to grow up, 想要快快长大的心情。
Yeah, all children they want to grow up like as soon as possible, right? But they grow up so fast.
孩子呢的确是其实在父母眼里是一眨巴眼儿就长大了，但是在自己看来呢，怎么成长是一个这么慢的过程啊。啊，刚才在花絮里也和大家分享了，我们小的时候跟着父母一块出去到全是大人的场合，会很紧张很羞怯的观察周围的大人都在做什么呀，我怎么不能和他们一样呢，我能不能快快长大呢，都有这样的心情，是不是？
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And alsoLike, I like that the writer, Ben Elkins, he's taking the hairdresser as a marker of time passing by. And honestly, every time I go to the hairdresser, I feel the same. Like, I feel like, whoa, the last time I was having a haircut was 4 months ago. Time really flies. So I like it that he really zooms in on that, like, thought that every time you go to do something that you do once in a few months,That really is a marker for time passing by so fast. And it makes you realize like, well, yeah, time flies.
你看每个人都能从这篇故事里呢想起自己以前小的时候的一些细微的心理。因为这篇文章描写的就是非常细致的心理。比如说啊、在小男孩的眼里呢，塞缪尔斯先生的发屋呢永远是充满着香烟 cigarettes 和那个发油的味道。他记住了那个味道。他也喜欢去打量这个屋里的一切啊，墙上的黑白的发型照啊，为他准备的儿童的凳子啊，还有沉默等候的男顾客呀，等等等等这些。都在今天的这篇美文里，作者有详细的描写。好了，简单的介绍以后，我们和同学们一起来听听今天的美文第一段 Part 1，我们一起来听一听。
David's Haircut by Ken Elkes. When David steps out of the front door, he is blinded for a moment by the white, fizzing sunlightand reaches instinctively for his dad's hand. It's the first really warm day of the year, and father and son are on their way to the barber shop, something they have always done together. The routine is the same. It's about time we got that mop of yours cut, David's dad will say, pointing at him with two fingers, a cigarette wedged between them. Perhaps I should do it. Where are those shears, Janet?Sometimes his dad chases him round the living room, pretending to cut off his ears. When he was young, David used to start crying then, scared that maybe he really would lose his ears. But he has grown out of that.
好，第一段我们来一起看一下。
When David steps out of the front of the door, he's blinded for a moment by the white, fizzing sunlight,and reaches instinctively for his dad's hand.
好，来看第一句。When David steps out of the front door, steps out, 就是走出、跨出。走出前门的时候呢 ,he's blinded. Be blinded 是什么意思呢？
Well, if you're blinded by something shiny, such as the sun, then the light that that thing creates is so bright that you cannot see anything anymore as if you are blind. So you're like, oh, wow, the sun is so bright, I'm blinded by the sun.
就是 be blinded, 被什么东西啊给遮住了或者是十分的刺眼啊 blinded 是基本上快刺瞎了啊有这个意思但是严重一点点啊就非常的刺眼呢 be blinded for a moment, 一时间一瞬间有些晃眼 by the white, 白色的好这里有个单词叫
fizzing, sunlight,
Fizzing 啊 ，fizzing 的意思呢 ，F-I-Z-Z-I-N-G 呢，就是那种怎么说，刺眼的。
Yeah, if something is fizzing, then something is like a very like it's almost painful. It's like teppanyaki when you put some raw fish on a hot plate, then the raw fish is fizzing, right? So like that's the feeling of something like being very, very like.Prickly because it's like very hot. That is fizzing.
一种就是液体起泡啊，发出嘶嘶的声音啊，噼啪作响啊，升腾啊，那种声音都叫做 fizzing. 你想想 fizzing sunlight 什么样的 sunlight? 那就是很热烈的，很刺眼的 sunlight 啊，那种日光了，是不是 ？And riches 就是够到 instinctively 本能的去够。去尝试去够着父亲的手 for his dad's hands 好、
yes.
接下来 next
the routine is the same it's about time we got that mop of yours cut David's dad will say pointing at him with two fingers a cigarette wedged between them
好，漏掉了一段啊。It's the first really warm day of the year. 说呢，这可真是一年当中啊的第一个温暖的日子，一个 warm day. 为什么是个 warm day 呢？因为
because it's summer, I think.
对，不仅它是因为夏天到了，同时呢，也是一个父亲和孩子在一起的温暖的日子。And
his.Father and son are on their way to the barber shop, something they have always done together.
Father and son, 爸爸和孩子呢 are on their way, on one's way, 就是在去什么的路上 to the barber shop. 来咯 barber shop, 就是理发店。这个 barber shop 呢专门是指男子啊理发呀剃须的地方。Something
they...Always have done together.
They always have always done. 总是呢，俩人一起去做的。就说理发这件事情呢，哎，父子就可以一起去做，一直都是一起去的。爸爸带他去。好，第二段。
The routine is the same. It's about time that we got that mop of yours cut. David's dad will say, pointing at him with two fingers.A cigarette wedged between them.
好，大家看啊，这句话的描写呢非常有图片感啊，有一种画面感。好 ，routine is the same. Routine 是什么 ？Routine.
A routine is like a method, like a way of doing things, like you always do them. So, like if you have a routine for brushing your teeth.You always brush your teeth in the same way.、
Mm.
Or if you have a routine for、going on, like when you're in a gym, you have like several things you always do, and that is your routine.
流程程序程序都是一样的。好首先呢、
exactly.
爸爸就会说什么呢 It's about time we got that mop of your Scott 这是一个很好玩的说法、
yeah.
Mop 是什么是咱们家拖地的那拖把是吧 MOP
Yeah, yeah, like a mop is very hairy, right? It's very big and like sloppy. It looks a bit like such a very hairy dog, you know, and that is a mop.
It's
you sweep the floor with that.
It's about the time to do something. 就是是时候该做某事儿了。是时候呢 we got a mop of yours 你的那把乱发你的那把拖把头给他来一个 cut 了是不是
yes
好
let's cut that hair of yours
就是 got something cut 把什么东西剪了剪掉了修剪了、啊、David's dad will say 每一次要理发前呢爸爸都要说嗯是时候了啊修剪修剪你的头上的拖把了很可爱的对话然后呢
Perhaps I should do it. Where are those shears, Janet?
同时还要指着他，用他自己的那个 two fingers 啊，而且是要怎么样 wedged between them a cigarette 一个香烟啊，夹在怎么样？夹在这个手上啊，夹着，还指着孩子说：“哎，给你剪头发了。” Perhaps I should do it. 也许我应该给你亲自剪，我亲自给你剪，然后。Where are those? 看这个词，什么
？Shears.
Shears. Shears. S-H-E-A-R.
Yeah, shears is another word for scissors. So it's like a big scissors used to cut the lawn usually.
大剪刀，对不对？就是巨大的剪刀。说，哎，那些大剪刀，那个大把的剪刀在哪儿呢？杰尼特，其实就是吓唬他哈。
Sometimes his dad chases him round the living room, pretending to cut off his ears.
有时候啊，爸爸还要追着他满客厅的跑 ，chase him around, 围绕着 the living room 客厅里啊，追着他跑 ，pretending to cut off his ears. 要什么呀？要剪掉他的耳朵？这是爸爸在跟他开玩笑是吗？
Yes, of course. His dad is really making a joke, of course. But yeah, like he's of course not going to cut off his the ears of his son. But yeah, he's just pretending to.
大家看啊，这些细节的描写，不就是父子在一起的乐趣吗？是不是？
Mm-hmm.
孩子很快就长大了。Mm-hmm. 等孩子在长大的时候，你再这样满客厅的追着他跑，还要去剪掉他的耳朵，这就不行了，是不是？
嗯哼，
啊，这样的玩乐和乐趣只有在孩子小的时候，在他不懂事的时候才有呢。
When he was young, David used to start crying then, scared that maybe he really would lose his ears. But he has grown out of that.
其实呢，大卫小的时候，就是比现在还要小的时候啊 used to when he was young, 小的时候，年轻的时候。He used to start crying. 爸爸一说我要剪到你的耳朵的时候，啊，他就开始啊，就哭起来，哭起来，害怕了 ，scared. That maybe really he would lose his ears. 周丽老师小时候有没有这种家长开的玩笑把你真的吓哭的
？A little bit, yeah. To be honest, my dad was always like making jokes as well, and he actually got.Our hair himself because he can cut hairs really well too. So he would always be like, "Yeah, I'm gonna cut off your hair entirely if you don't behave." So and then I really would like cry because of course I would believe it.
我小的时候也是啊，有时候不愿意睡觉，也是不愿意睡午觉。然后我的 grandma 就说 "Look, the tiger is behind the door." 然后就说看那个门后啊，有个大老虎。我可能就会 falling to sleep in like 2 seconds or 3. No more than 5.
No more than 5, because she knew that the tiger was coming otherwise.
对，我绝对不超过5秒就会立即睡着。只要吓我说老虎来了，不到5秒马上睡着，原地睡着。就这个意思哈。但是我们小的时候，后来就不吃这一套了。为什么？因为我们 grown out of that。我们来看这个短语，
yes.
什么叫长出去了
？Yeah, if you grow out of something, then you grow up, and you grow older, and then you stop believing in certain things. That goes quite automatically. Like usually, when kids grow up, they reach.Several points in their life that they just don't believe in the things that their parents say to them. Like the tiger your grandma told about. Like at some point, you just stop believing that, right?
对。
So you've grown out of that.
你已经长出去了。 你已经长出了那段声色和青涩的年纪了，你已经知道那个是假的，不可能了，没有人再能骗到你了。
嗯哼，
哎，所以你说这生活的乐趣是不是也就失去了哈、啊？啥都知道了，啥都清楚了，就是 no more fun， 是不是
？Exactly, no more fun,
no more fun 就不好玩了。大家也觉得那小朋友就不好玩了，长大懂事儿了。好，第三段。
Mr. Samuel's barber shop is in a long room above the chip shop.Reached by a steep flight of stairs. It smells of cigarettes and men and hair oil. There is a groove worn in each step by the men who climb and descend in a regular stream. David follows his father, annoyed that he cannot make each step creak like his old man can. David loves the barber shop. It's like nowhere else he goes.Black and white photographs of men with various out-of-fashion hairstyles hang on the wall, above two barber's chairs. At the back of the room sit the customers, silent for most of the time, except when Mr. Samuels takes a drag on his cigarette, sending gray-blue smoke in the air.
How?
Mr. Samuels' barber shop is in a long room above the chip shop.Reached by a steep flight of stairs.
好，出门了，开始呢，朝着理发店走过去了。啊，塞缪尔斯先生的 barber shop 呢是在哪里呢 ？Is on in a long room, 长长的一间长长的狭长的房间里 ，above the chip shop. Chip 不是那个，fish and chips.
Fish and chips, indeed. Okay, so a chip is a French fry.So it's like a 烤土豆、炸土豆炸土豆 It's like a fry. So if you ask for a bag of chips and you're in England, then you get a bag of fries.
啊，其实就是 above 一间油炸食品店的楼上了。
嗯哼嗯哼，
看可以怎么理解？好，那 reached by a steep flight of stairs. 注意看哦。Steep 是非常陡峭的 ，flight of stairs 一段楼梯，所以你要经过哈什么油炸食品店，然后上一串狭长的陡峭的楼梯，再进入一间狭长的房间里 ，right?
Yes. So a flight of stairs is basically a staircase. So it's a big stairs around like in a hall. Let's say you have to go up.And it's very steep. That means that it's very, very steep. Like, sometimes they're very horizontal, right? Stairs. But this one is not so horizontal. It's almost vertical. So it's very steep.
哎，小生意嘛，哈，都在那个房租便宜的地方。小朋友的五官五感呢，又十分的发达，他就开始去闻那个味道。It smells of what?
Cigarettes and men and hair oil.
哦。哎呀，闻着吧，就有香烟的味道啊，男人身上的味道，以及那 hair oil 头油的那种味道。
There is a groove worn in each step by the men who climb and descend in a regular stream。
啊，这段有点难啊，说那有一个 groove 是什么 ？G R O O V E。
A groove is a bit, is a little.Like dent in the stair steps.
凹槽，它有一个凹槽。这个凹槽呢是 worn 就是已经是磨坏了、磨旧了，对吧？
嗯哼。
In each step, 每一步呢都有一个台阶呢都磨出了凹槽。是 by the man 是什么样的人磨出来的呢 ？Climb and descend.这是一对反义词 ，climb 往上爬 ，descend 往下走 ，in a regular stream、
yeah.
是流吗
？Yeah, a stream is like a constant flow of things. So a stream is usually water or something else that is fluid. But if constantly people are coming in and out, that is also a stream.、
Mm.
You can imagine like a Beijing Nanjian when it's very busy.Then there's a stream of people coming out, right? Coming in and out the station.
一缕啊，什么的流啊之类的。
Yes.
比如说，大家现在在看的直播流就叫做 live stream，
Exactly so.
啊
，Yes.
哎，流动的河流或者大家看的直播流都叫做 live stream。好了 ，irregular stream， 我们就能想象一下，经常的往来的固定的那些人来人往 ，irregular stream， 把这个每一个台阶呢都磨出了凹槽，人们爬上爬下。好，这句话的意思清楚了。
David follows his father, annoyed that he cannot make each step creak like his old man can.
大卫跟随着爸爸的步伐 annoyed， 哎呀，非常的烦心。为什么 ？He cannot make each step， 这个叫什么
？Creak，
creak，
creak。Yeah， to creak is like to make a creaking sound， like like old stairs do sometimes。
啊，这个嘎嘎嘎的那种声音，叽嘎叽嘎的那个声音，他非常恼火。哎呀，他怎么就不能在每踏上一阶台阶的时候呢，都弄出 his old man， old man 就是指他爸爸，都像爸爸那样能够哎发出一个叽嘎的声音，叽嘎的声音呢？其实这个时候就已经有了，是吧？孩子和成年人之间的差别，是不是？这就是一种 difference between a young man and an old man.
Exactly, an older man they are heavier than a kid, so when they step on stairs.Then they make bigger sound.、嗯、
所以在孩子的心里啊，他就这些小地方啊，他都觉得这是不同。哎呀，
mm-hmm.
我就羡慕人家踩那楼梯都能踩出叽嘎的声音。
Yeah, for a little boy, this is very serious. That he wants to be able to make also creaky sounds in the staircase.
朱迪老师，你小的时候有没有羡慕你的妈妈可以，比如说 wear lipsticks？然后可以穿 high heels， 可以穿高跟鞋，涂口红啊，会不会羡慕
？No, my mom did none of that. But what I was jealous of is that my mom could drink cappuccino whenever she wanted. Because I liked cappuccino a lot as a kid also, and she never allowed me to drink it because she said coffee is not for children. And she was drinking cappuccino all the time, so I was so jealous at that.So I could not wait until I got older and I could drink cappuccino too.
瞧瞧，羡慕大人可以喝 cappuccino， 可以喝咖啡吧。
Yes.、
嗯、我小时候特别羡慕，我有一次看见我妈妈戴上了眼镜，哎呀，我觉得那个眼镜啊，那个 glasses 啊，哎呀，这个好看啊。啊，怎么那么好看呢、啊？我什么时候也能戴上眼镜呢？哦，可惜我的视力太好了，我戴不了眼镜。哎呀，我好惆怅啊！我惆怅了好久。我也想 wear glasses 啊，莫名其妙的，反正就是这种说不清道不明的莫名其妙的羡慕。
It's a funny thing to be jealous of, to be honest. But like, yeah, it's kids' logic, you know. You want to be like your parents are because your parents are like your role models, right?
就是，所以小朋友那个脑子里真的，大家不知道他们在想什么啊。基本上一大部分都是羡慕嫉妒啊。成年人的世界，好，来看 four.
David loves the barber shop. It's like nowhere else he goes.Black and white photographs of men with various out-of-fashion hairstyles hang on the wall.
说实话
，above two barber's chairs.
说实话，大卫是真喜欢这理发店呐！啊 ，It's like nowhere else he goes. 似乎就像他没去过其他理发店一样。不知道为什么，他就喜欢这一家。什么样的装饰呢 ？Black and white photographs of men with various 好，这里有一个
out of fashion hairstyles hang on the wall.
out of fashion.
Yeah, so if something is out of fashion, something is not fashionable anymore. Something is outdated, so it's not so popular anymore to have it.
Out of fashion, 过时的 hairstyles 就是那些发型儿啊，是墙上挂着几张呢，留着各种过时发型儿的男人的黑白照片。真的，我觉得很奇怪，为什么有的理发店他们墙上挂的发型永远是 out of fashion 的呢？
Fashion goes fast, right? Fashion travels fast. Plus, also, this is also a symbol for time passing so fast. It's the pictures you hang on the wall of like fashionable models now they are out of fashion in 6 months later, right?
Mm.
So time goes really fast if you think about it.
对啊，说因为时尚潮流走得太快，可是为什么我发现那些理发店总是挂着很过时的照片呢？这个我也没有明白，不知道大家明不明白啊？很过时的照片。好 ，above two barber's chairs， 好，在两张理发椅上的墙壁上啊，挂这些黑白照片，这是第一个点。第二个点呢 ，at the back of the room，
sit the customers silent for most of the time， except when Mr. Samuel takes a drag on his cigarette。Sending gray blue smoke in the air.
好，另外一种景象呢，就是啊，顾客们大多呢都坐在房间的后面，而且大多都不说话，沉默不语。你说那会儿也不能玩手机哈，反正也不说话，只有呢，在这个塞米尔斯先生呢 take a drag on his cigarettes， 停下来抽口烟的时候呢，让这个 sending gray blue smoke in the air， 让灰蓝色的烟气散发在空气中的时候，哎，这一阵的沉默呢才会被暂时的打破。为什么？ Talking to the customers or?
Yeah, he's just talking to the customers. He's just like taking a break. He's just relaxing.
好，这也是呢小朋友敏感的观察到的地方。来听第五段。
When it is David's turn for a cut, Mr. Samuels places a wooden board across the arms of the chair so that the barber doesn't have to stoop to cut the boy's hair. David scrambles up onto the board. The rate you're shooting up, you won't need this soon. You'll be sat in the chair, the barber says. Wow, says David, squirming round to look at his dad.Forgetting that he can see him through the mirror. Dad, Mr. Samuel said I could be sitting in the chair soon, not just on the board. So I hear, his father replies, not looking up from the paper. I expect Mr. Samuels will start charging me more for your hair then. At least double the price, said Mr. Samuels, winking at David. Finally, David's dad looks up from his newspaper and glances into the mirror.Seeing his son looking back at him, he smiles. Wasn't so long ago when I had to lift you onto that board because you couldn't climb up there yourself, he says.
好，秋雨老师。
When it's David's turn for a cut, Mr. Samuels places a wooden board across the arms of the chair so that the barber doesn't have to stoop to cut the boy's hair.
来喽，小朋友的特别待遇。When it's David's turn for a cut， 轮到大卫理发的时候啊，塞米尔斯先生呢就会 place a wooden board， 一块木板 across the arms of the chair， 两个椅子啊，两个扶手，俩扶手之间呢，他塞一块横板叫 wooden board across the arms of the chair。为什么
？Yes， so you can imagine that.The chair has two arms, right? So if you place a wooden board on both arms, then you create a seat that is a little bit higher. So you can sit on the board and then you can sit a bit higher than the chair allows you to if not having the board.
对了，所以小朋友才可以坐上去嘛。这样的话，塞米尔先生呢 doesn't have to stoop, S-T-O-O-P, 弯腰 to cut the boy's hair.
Yes, so to stoop is to bend over, to bend down, to reach something that is lower than yourself.
好，这就是小朋友的待遇了，个头不够高嘛。然后 David 这个时候是 scrambles up onto the board.
Yeah, he scrambles up the board. That means that he's actually still too small to get on the board, but he climbs up like a monkey. He climbs up and he does his best to get up there, so he eventually reaches it, but he has to do a lot of effort for it.
哎 ，scramble 就迅速的就爬上了木板啊，很聪明。好，就开始说话了。这段话也很有趣，说
，Whoa, the barber says, the rate you're shooting up, you won't need this soon. You'll be set in the chair, the barber says.
Rate 就是那种。 速度
the rate,
频率
yes, the rate that you are doing something is yeah, the speed in which you're doing something.
好，这里的长高啊，长高它用了一个 shoot up, shoot up, 蹿个头。
Yeah, to shoot up, that means to grow up really in, yeah, big phase, big, like, fast shoot, so to say.
像雨后春笋一样的 shoot up, 就突然间就蹿个儿了。Mm-hmm. 大家看英文其实表达也很丰富，是不是？好 shooting up, 啊。哎呀，这你照这个速度长下去啊，长个头的话 ，you won't need it soon. 你用不了多久，你就不需要这东西了。You'll be sat in the chair. 很快就能坐在椅子上理发了。The barber says.
"Whoa," says David, squirming round to look at his dad, forgetting that he can see him through the mirror.
可爱啊！他叫了一声 mm-hmm. "Wow!" 这个时候他 squirming 这什么动作
？He's moving around. He's like, yeah, he's stuck in a barber's chair, obviously, but he's moving around and he's trying to get out of the chair to talk to his dad, forgetting that he can just talk to his dad and while looking at the mirror. But yeah, he's so excited when he hears like the barber say.Whoa, you're growing so fast, you soon won't be needing the board anymore. And that makes him very excited because he really wants to grow up, right?
对，高兴啊，啊，被表扬了，马上就转过头去看自己的爸爸妈妈，是不是这种，这是我们的本能反应啊，叫 squirming around, 赶紧就扭头去看爸爸，他都忘了，其实在镜子里就可以看到爸爸的，因为在 barbershop 里到处都是镜子嘛。好，然后他就说、Dad, 啊，给大家报个好消息。
Mr. Samuel said, I could be sitting in the chair soon, not just on the board.
哎呀，激动啊，啊，说爸爸，你看，我很快就可以坐在椅子上理发了，而不是必须坐在这块板子上了。爸爸，你看，他的潜台词是什么？爸爸，你看，我要 grow up, 我要 shooting up.
So I hear, his father replies, not looking up from the paper.
爸爸说啊，听到了，听到了。So I hear, 听到了，都没抬头。Not looking up from the paper, 都没抬头呢。
Yeah, he's used to David being excited over little things like that. So he's like, yeah, you're right, Not really interested and not really as excited as David is.
对对对，不怎么感兴趣哈、啊，都在看报纸呢。
I expect Mr. Samuel to start charging me more for your hair then.
他说，哎呦，到时候啊，我倒是希望塞缪尔斯先生呢，能把你的理发费呀、啊、再涨高一些。Will start charging me, charge, 找我收费了。More for your hair then. 你瞧瞧，到时候你长大了，你费用是不是就高了？
At least double the price, said Mr. Samuels, winking at David.
对，塞缪尔先生也说，可不吗？至少价格翻一番，叫做 double the price, double the price, 价格至少翻一番，同时还 winking, 叫这样，是吧？
Yeah.
眨个眼睛。
He closes his eyes and then opens it, like one eye. He closes and opens one eye really quick.And that's, yeah, that shows that he's, like, just joking.
哎，眨眨眼睛其实就是跟你开个玩笑嘛。Finally.
Finally, David's dad looks up from his newspaper and glances into the mirror, seeing his son looking back at him. He smiles.
好。好啦，他就呢，终于啊，大卫的爸爸呢，还是抬起了头，眼睛呢，离开了报纸。瞥了一眼镜子里，叫 glance into the mirror, 瞥了一眼镜子，看见儿子呢正回头看着他，于是他笑了。
Yes, he's seeing his son looking back at him. He smiles. Wasn't so long ago when I had to lift you onto that board because you couldn't climb up there yourself, he says.
其实这句话就体现出了爸爸对于孩子的成长呢。是记得非常的清楚的、
yeah.
啊，每一个成长的瞬间，孩子来这里理发的每一次都是他带着来的， 所以理发凳的这个高度呢，他是记得清清楚楚。同学们看啊，记录孩子的成长，在爸爸这里看来，个头长高了就是一种记录方式。你瞧，不久以前 wasn't so long ago， 我还得把你抱到那块板子上呢，是不是？因为那个时候你自己根本就爬不上去、
yeah.
，you couldn't climb up there yourself。
So this is again a sign that David indeed grows fast, and like it's a symbol again. Like his dad saying that is a symbol, like a reminder to the reader. Okay, time really flies.
嗯，这个细节啊，就是讲述了在爸爸的心中，孩子的每一步成长，他其实记得清清楚楚。父子情。好，我们来听第七段。
They don't stay young for long, do they, kids? Mr. Samuels declares. All the men in the shop nod in agreement. David nods too. David feels like he is in another world, noiseless except for the scuffing of the barber's shoes on the lino and the snap of his scissors. In the reflection from the window, he could see through the window. A few small clouds move slowly through the frame.Moving to the sound of the scissors click. Sleepily, his eyes dropping to the front of the cape, where his hair falls with the same softness as snow, as he imagines sitting in the chair just like the men and older boys. The special bench made for him from the board left leaning against the wall in the corner.
How?
They don't stay young for long, do they, kids? Mr. Samuels declares.
这里有一句话啊，有个单词叫做 declares， 宣布吗？还是宣言什么的
？Yeah, to declare something is really to say something. To really say something, and you're 100% sure that what you say is true.
They don't stay young for long, do they, kids? 孩子们呢，不可能永远是小孩儿，对吧？你不可能永远这么年轻，是不是？塞缪尔先生呢，这里的 declares 就是发表了自己的看法。
All the men in the shop nod in agreement.
这个场景有点有趣哈。这个时候店里的所有的人all the men in the shop,
nodded.
大家开始 nod,、yeah. 点头说嗯对同意。
David nods too.
连小大卫哈、啊，这名字就起得好玩。小大卫呢，也点了点头。
David feels like he is in an other world,
and
noiseless except for the scuffing of the barber's shoes on the lino and the snap of his scissors.
好，这段句子当中呢，又有一些新单词了。David 这个时候感觉啊，自己，或者是说 he is in another world.谁在另外的世界里呢？他觉得自己在另外的世界里，是不是
？Yes, he feels like he's in another place. He doesn't. It kind of leaves the whole world for what it is right now.
有时候我们剪头发，剪着剪着就觉得不是自己了，要么就睡着了，或者要么就打盹儿了。好，他现在的感觉是觉得自己置身事外 ，noiseless。毫无什么呢 ？Noise.
Yes, no noise, no sound at all.
没有噪音了，没有声音了。Except 整个世界呢，就剩下这个 scuffing.
Yes, scuffing. So if you walk without lifting your feet up that well, then you hear scuffing.
摩擦的声音 of the barber's shoe on the 理发师的鞋子呢，在这个 lino.
Yes, that is the ground, the material of that is lying on the floor, lino.
Lino, 在这个亚麻油毡地上啊，鞋子摩擦的声音，因为理发师剪发得走来走去吧，走来走去的摩擦声，还有 the snap of his scissors, of course.
Yes, snap is the sound of his scissors.So the snap of the scissors is the sound of his scissors.
对 ，snap 就是操作剪刀的时候啊，发出的那个噼啪响的声音啊，就咔咔咔咔咔，剪的这个声音， mm-hmm. 就整个世界就安静了，没有别的噪音了。
In the reflection from the window, he could see through the window, a full, few small clouds move slowly through the frame, moving to the sound of the scissors click.
好 ,in the reflection from the window, reflection 是反射。在玻璃窗的反射之下呢，他能够看见窗外 a few small clouds, 有几朵小云朵缓缓地 move slowly through the frame, frame 是窗框，沿着这个窗框呢慢慢地飘过 moving to the sound of the scissors click. 这句话是什么意思？
Well, the cloudsare moving along the rhythm of the click of the scissors. So the scissors are like click, 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 and the clouds are going, flowing by on the beat of that scissors.
它就那小云朵飘过的那个节奏啊，都跟那个咔嚓咔嚓咔嚓啊，剪发的那个节奏呢是一样的。它已经完全陶醉和沉醉在这个剪发的过程中了。好，这个时候明显它快要睡着了。
Sleepily, his eyes dropping to the front of the cape, where his hair falls with the same softness as snow, and he imagines sitting in the chair just like the men and older boys, the special bench made for him from the board left leaning against the wall in the corner.
昏昏欲睡中 sleepily, his eyes dropping to the front.他的眼光目光已经落在了他的理发的那个 cape, 就是他那个大的围布上面 cape, where his hair falls with the same softness as snow, softness as snow, 像雪花一样柔软的温柔的落在了这个围布上的头发。同时呢 as he imagines, sitting in the chair, 哎呀与此同时他就开始想象了。自己这个时候呢 just like the men and the older boys, 自己就像那些大男孩和男人们一样是坐在理发椅上的。并且呢 the special bench made for him from the board, left, leaning against the wall in the corner, 这把弯专门为他准备的用木板制成的长凳子呢就靠在角落里的墙壁上。他是多么的讨厌这个 special bench.
Really, yeah, because it really makes him feel he's like small and he's short and he wants to be big like his dad.
这个小男孩是不是很可爱啊？觉得，是吧？一个小长凳让他耿耿于怀。你看，这就是我长不大的标志。所以我在睡梦中，我都感觉我是坐在椅子上的，跟你们这些大人们一样。而那把小长凳呢？哈，角落里去，谁爱用谁用。最后一段啊。
They don't stay young for long, do they, kids? Mr. Samuels declares. All the men in the shop nod. When Mr. Samuels has finished, David hops down from the seat, rubbing the itchy hair from his face. Looking down, he sees his own thick, blonde hair scattered among the browns, grays, and blacks of the men who have sat in the chair before him. For a moment,He wants to reach down and gather up the broken blonde locks to separate them from the others, but he does not have time. The sun is still strong when they reach the pavement outside the shop, but it is less fiery now, already beginning to drop from its zenith. I tell you what, lad, let's get some fish and chips to take home. Save your mum from cooking tea, says David's dad, and turns up the street. The youngster is excited.And grabs his dad's hand. The thick skinned fingers close gently around his, and David is surprised to find, warming in his father's palm, a lock of his own hair.
好，最后两段。
When Mr. Samuels has finished, David hops down from the seat, rubbing the itchy hair from his face.
当塞缪尔斯先生完工以后呢？你看 David 是什么动作？马上 hops down, 就
yes, he jumps down.
哎，就 hops 就是 jump 的意思，一下就从座位上跳下来，一分钟都不想多待呀。好 ，rubbing 就是擦一下，擦 rubbing the 叫什么 itchy hair.
Yeah. So he's rubbing that hair that caused him a lot of itch. He's just rubbing that from his face and shoulders.
这是我们每个人剪完头发的动作，是不是？每个人剪完头发以后，马上就哎呀， 把那些痒痒的毛发全部都扫掉。
Looking down, he sees his own thick blonde hair scattered among the browns, grays, and blacks of the men who had sat in the chair before him.
他就是往下一看，这个地上不是散落都是自己头发吗？哎呀，这个时候又有了对比的心啊！他看到他自己的那些 thick 浓密的 blonde 金发，就对老师这种啊 blonde 金色头发 scattered 凌乱的散落在 browns 褐色的 grays 灰色的 blacks 黑色的那些头发当中，而这些头发呢都是 the man who have sat in the chairs before him 这句话来老师解释一下。
Well, he looks down and he sees all the hair of all the other men who had a haircut before him on the ground. So in a way, he kind of still feels he's like them. He's just like them when he sees that.
对了，哎呀，这些人都是在他之前坐在椅子上剪下来的这些头发啊。可惜我，一个小毛孩的头发和他们真不一样啊。那些都是椅子上头发，这是凳子上的头发啊。For a moment.
He wants to reach down and gather up the broken blonde locks to separate them from the others, but he does not have the time.
有那么一个瞬间，他特别想要俯身去收集起来 ，reach down 去够着 ，gather up 收集起来 the broken 那些细碎的、剪断的 blonde locks 发丝儿、发块、发丝儿，并且呢，把他们和其他人分开。But he doesn't have time. 但是他没有时间去那么做。
The sun is still strong when they reach the pavement outside the shop. But it's less fiery now, already beginning to drop from its zenith.
好，阳光啊，外面的紫外线啊，还是很强烈的。当他们到达外面的人行道的时候 ，when they reach the pavement outside the shop.就说这个时候已经剪完了头发了，他们就离开了理发店了。Pavement 就是咱们所说的那个人行横道，对吧
？Yes, pavement is the part of the street where pedestrians can walk on.
好，这里有个单词 F I E R Y， 这个单词。
Fiery。Fiery is very, very bright and shiny.
就是炙热啊，非常的炙热。Mm-hmm. 不过这个时候的阳光呢，已经不像以前那么的炙热了，叫做 already beginning to drop， 开始呢，开始下降了，降温了。From its zenith， 看这个词 ，zenith， 它的含义是顶点、顶峰、高峰。
Yes.So zenith is the highest point of the sun. So if the sun is on the top of its zenith, it's like afternoon. It's noon 12-ish.
好，就说他们剪完头发出剪完头发出来以后，已经不像刚才出门那样，已经什么、be blinded from the sunlight. 现在已经是 drop from its zenith.
I'll tell you what, lad. Let's get some fish and chips to take home.Save your mom from cooking tea.
好，我们看到这里有个单词叫 lad， 这是什么 ？Lad.
Boy. Lad is another word for boy.
Another word for boy. 小年轻儿、年轻人 lad.
Yes. It is a very British English word.
哦，是英式英语的一种讲法。Mm-hmm. 那就是爸爸称呼他的小伙子，可以这么说哈。I tell you what. 我说啊，小伙子。我们去买点 fish and chips， 果然是 British， 是不是
？Yeah， very British， very British。
果然是英国人哈，我们的 fish and chips， 炸鱼和薯条，怎么着？我们去买点炸鱼和薯条带回家吧。Save your mom from cooking tea， 省着你妈妈呢，给咱们煮茶了。哟，这是 afternoon tea time？
Yeah， afternoon tea is not tea time necessarily。Afternoon tea is like at 4 o'clock, and tea time is dinner more. Like so, tea is dinner time more in the UK.
哎呀，英国人那个下午茶的习俗，那是真的是个传统啊！花生瓜子矿泉水，那个茶话会一定要开的。哈， 二分钟记以后有机会给大家详讲哈 ，cooking tea 怎么样 ？Says David's dad, and
turns up the street.
哎，这个 turns up the street 怎么理解呢
？To pass further, to walk further onto the street.
就是往前走了，沿着街道往前走。
Mm-hmm.
OK.
The youngster is excited and grabs his dad's hand.
好，年轻人。非常兴奋的 grab the youngster， 这里指的就是小朋友，年轻人，您这还叫年轻人了，不能叫 kids 了啊。好，长大了嘛，剪完一次头发，长大了一次了， excited， 非常的开心， grab his dad's hands， 抓住了爸爸的手。
The thick-skinned fingers close gently around his, and David is surprised to find warming in his father's palm.A lock of his own hair.
Thick skinned 是厚皮的粗厚的手指、mm-hmm. Close gently 轻轻地包裹住 David 的手指对吧
Yeah、mm. Yeah. So his thick fingers close like strongly around David's、little hand.
本来文章就这么结束了但是它的最终的升华和点睛之笔就在这最后一句David 这个时候意外的发现，惊讶的发现，就在父亲温暖的手掌中 ，warming in his father's palm，P-A-A-L 是手掌中，竟然有一缕 a lock of his own hair， 有一缕他的发丝，也就是当时他非常想去 separate them from， 对不对 ？The others，、
yeah.
but he doesn't have time to do。
He didn't have time to do that, but his dad had. So, like, his dad has done that for him.
爸爸非常细心的留下了他成长的痕迹，把剪下的金发呢、mm-hmm. 握在了手里，准备拿回家做纪念。哇，这个故事是不是很暖心，舅舅老师
？Yeah, it's very heartwarming. It's very, very cute.
这个故事，同学们怎么看？充满着全篇充满着心理的描写。从男孩出门剪发的所思所想所感触着笔啊，一会儿又是太阳光，一会儿又是在理发店和父亲追逐的游戏，被剪耳朵啊，身高不够坐在儿童的板凳上，渴盼着长大，加入被成熟的同类认可的啊回忆的啊行列当中，还有父亲手中的碎发呢，这温柔一笔，成长总是很快的发生，留住孩子幼年时的样子。你想很快长大，可是在父母的眼中呢，他们却期盼你能够 slow down， 慢一点，再慢一点。
Yeah, just slow down and enjoy childhood.
能够慢一点，停下来呢，享受成长的经历。嗯，具体老师还有什么其他的感受
？Well, I think this story is really very, very double. It's on one side, It shows, of course, the connection between the dad and his son,which is really nice, of course, and maybe like also recognizable for many people, like either between mother and son or between mother and daughter. Also, there's a similar like habit that you always used to do when you were a kid with your mom or dad. So that's really nice, theme of the story.On the other hand, I think the story is very clever in the sense that it chooses a barbershop as a setting because,yeah, like I said, things like going to the dentist or going to the barbershop, these are things that you do regularly,but not every week or something. It is something you do monthly or every 4 months, every 5 months.And that it's always like, for me personally, it's always like a kind of reminder like, whoa,Last time I was here, it was 4 months ago, but it feels like time has passed so fast. But it's always like a sort of, a good reality check, so to say, in the sense that it reminds us that time really flies and time is precious.
真的，这个描写成长啊，这个我非常同意朱迪老师的看法。他认为说这个作者选的是一个日常的场景。就是在这种要么你去看牙医，要么你去理发，这种你几个月都要做一次的事情里面。去着重的描写一个孩子的成长和一个孩子的成长在父亲的眼中的样子我们可以想象父亲每次带孩子去剪发的时候都在感叹长大了又长大了头发变化了 每一次都拿一点东西做纪念。所以同学们都说呀，这是细腻的父爱啊，温馨的故事。时光时光慢点走。对，谢谢朱迪老师为我们挑选这样一个温馨温暖的故事，也可以献给六月的父亲节，是不是 Father's Day in June。
You can use it for Father's Day for sure.
好，谢谢朱迪老师的连线，谢谢同学们的收听收看，我们就要七月再见啦，拜拜。
See you next time. Bye bye.